May 1st, 2023, Board of Equalization meeting at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
All right, good. Well, let's call the Board of Equalization to order. We got 2:45. We'll stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the open meeting act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Marty's here.
Oh, Marty's
here.
Troy?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
I'll make a motion to excuse Brian today.
I can second that.
Okay, we call roll on the...
Marty?
Yeah.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, we got the consent agenda approval of the previous minutes on March 20th of 2023. Anyone? Do I have any takers?
I would make a motion to approve those minutes.
Okay, we got Marty.
Second.
And Bob. We call roll on the consent agenda, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, we got a new business. We got a hearing for Heartland Counseling. It looks like they have a couple exemptions for a couple different vehicles. Looks like the first one's a 2011 Buick. The VIN number is ending 124954. And it looks like number two, they have a 2016 Dodge Grand Van. The VIN number is ending in 343376. And obviously, they're used for the staff to provide the community support services, crisis response, etc. Okay. And obviously, the recommendation becomes is approval from Don Bosquet. It's a formality, correct, Don?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing we do, it seems like, every other meeting. So, with that there, the board is to consider the recommendation of the county treasurer. So, formality.
I would move to approve.
Okay, we got Bob to approve the two exemptions on the two vehicles for Heartland.
I can second.
And we got Troy on a second. Will you call roll, please, Cherie?
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, we got B. Christie. Requesting approval for clerical errors and tax list corrections, if any.
I have one tax list correction. It's for a mobile home that was moved out of the county. It's 9975 number, and we collected
271.94. Okay. Is that it?
That's it for tax list corrections.
Okay.
Clerical errors, Cherie put a list in there of what we need before the tax roll gets, or tax roll, before the change of value notices go out. These were computer errors, so it's clerical errors. It's just a list that we need to have you guys approve.
So we got a little bit of a difference there, don't we?
Yeah. It was the improved farm sites. They didn't get rolled somehow, so.
Okay.
These are what they should have been the whole time.
Right.
What everybody else got.
Okay, so do we need to make a motion on these on the clerical errors, okay, and then also the one tax list correction?
Yep.
Okay, so do we need to do them separate, Kim? I got the clerical errors on
I
one.
Would.
Okay, yeah. So we need to two. We're going to make two different motions for. We'll need two different motions for the clerical errors and the one on the tax list correction.
I'll make a motion for clerical errors.
Okay. We got the clerical errors, which we got the list here. Is there a second on the clerical errors?
A second.
Okay, Bob. We call roll on the clerical errors from Christy. Please, Cherie.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Okay, so now the tax list correction of the one that we had, that
9975.
Got a motion by Marty and a second by Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Will you call roll, please?
9975.
You give me the nod.
I gave you the look.
I guess in the nod. Call roll, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, so on C here, we got the closed session to discuss the pending litigation, the tax evaluation and review commission. The Turk case is 22C-0359, 22C-0360, and 22C-0361, Tysons versus Dakota County. So I will need a motion to go into closed session.
I make a motion.
Okay, we got a motion by Troy.
I'll second.
A second by Bob to call roll on that to go into closed session.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Okay, one more time. I'm going to say that we're going into closed session to discuss the pending litigation for between Tyson and Dakota County. Okay? I remember that, Kim. Okay, so if you want to hit that, and then Randy, thank you. Yeah, Randy has to park. Yeah, open the door. And then once she gets started here, she'll open the door. We will need a motion to come out of closed session.
Okay.
Are we good?
Yep.
Okay, need a motion to come out of closed session?
So moved.
Okay, we got a motion by Bob.
Second.
Yep. Second by Troy. Sheree, call roll on that, please.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, we got D, we got the board to approve or not to approve and have the county attorney prepare confession of the judgment in the Turk cases 22C-0359, 22C-0360, and 22C-0361. Okay, so.
You said motion to approve?
Yeah, to approve or not to have. So I think we want to make a motion to have the county attorney prepare, okay, on the Turk cases 22C, the three that we have here that I've announced several times. So you want to make a motion on all three for the county attorney?
Yeah,
okay, Bob has a motion, and the second I will. Myself, call roll, please.
Okay, Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, next up, folks, is the discussion of upcoming protest hearings and set dates and times starting at 9 a.m. on June 26th, July 10th, July 24th, and possibly a couple other dates determined by the number of protests filed. By everybody looking at their calendar and schedule, we have June 26th, we have the meeting, obviously, that day, so we'll start at 9, and usually, again, depend upon how many we have, but, you know, we don't like to take it any more than, what, three or four hours, so that everybody can kind of part ways, do lunch, and then come back for our meeting. So, again, that's the possibility of a couple other dates. So, and then the 10th, they got to be done by a certain time, we know that.
July 25th.
Yeah. July 25th?
Yep.
Okay, so I think what we should do is, I think what we need to do is just get these three dates nailed down right now because they're meeting dates. And
July 10th, is that a meeting date?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep.
Yep, okay. July 10th and July 24th.
Yeah.
We'll just have to meet here at 9 o'clock and start the BOE meeting. And does anybody have a problem with any of that? I mean, I don't think we have any other options, so. So we don't need to take any action on that. We're just going to set those dates. You can do your advertising and et cetera, right? Okay, everybody okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Mail emergency business for the Board of Equalization. Okay, public comment, anybody from the public like to say anything?
I want to thank everybody that on the road department that put up the highway from Harden Memorial Road between Jackson and Hubbard.
Good.
It looks great. Thank you, Jolene, and all the hard workers and everybody that chipped in.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Our factor's fine.
Yep, good. Okay, that's it. We are adjourned, and I'm going to turn it over to Chair DC to roll right into the Board of Commissioners because it is 3:03. See you. Thanks, girls. See you later.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Moving then into the Board of Commissioners meeting, we'll call the meeting to order with the roll call. Sheree?
Bob?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
I'll make a motion to excuse Brian from today's Board of Commissioners.
Okay, I'll second that.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Okay, motion carried. First item, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board Meeting Room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Commissioners reserves the right to adjust the order of items on this agenda if necessary. And the first item is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear about any item not on the agenda. Chair has the discretion to limit the time of comment. Any item, anyone wishing to speak on anything not on the agenda. All righty. Moving on then to item two is consent agenda, which consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes, approval of payroll claims for April 16th to April 29th, approval of accounts payable claims, approval of jail quarterly reports and veterans quarterly report. Troy and I went through the claims and payroll earlier. Everything is in order.
Perfect. I will make a motion on the consent agenda items to be approved.
Okay.
I'll second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve the consent agenda. Call the roll, please. Three.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thank you. Item three, new business and resolutions. Approve resolution 23C-010, declaring personal surplus property as obsolete and dispose of per 23-3107. That is for our surplus equipment we have downstairs that we do yearly.
Okay. 22C-010. Approve. I'll make a motion to approve the resolution for the surplus.
Okay.
You okay with that?
I am. I'll second that.
Okay, perfect.
Scott and Bob and Shereen.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay. Don Bosque, Treasurer, requesting approval of resolution 23C-011, permitting additional pledged securities. Don?
Don Bosque, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are all you guys?
Good.
Good. This is just because of the influx of funds from the property tax payments we're receiving. We'll probably be getting maybe some more pledged securities because I deposited almost $2 million today. So we'll see where we stand after the rush. But I have Bank First keeping close track of that so we don't have too much excess.
Okay. Formality?
Yep.
Okay. Don is requesting the approval of resolution 23C-011. The additional pledged securities. I will make a motion to approve that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve. Call roll, please, Sheree.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay.
Don, just for your information, I talked to a number of your constituents here in the hallway in the last hour or two. They're very upset with your line, but you know, I don't know
what I can do, Marty. You know, today, as I explained to you,
yeah, I understand the situation.
The DMV was closed.
And you're just shorthanded?
One person.
Yep.
Okay. And, you know, everybody waits the last day to pay the property taxes. Here you are. If you have an idea.
No, the whole time I was there, there were two windows being worked. There were only two people. Windows
was
being worked.
Was it over lunch?
What's that? I came in at 2 o'clock, about 1:45.
Well, Jaleesa is working on property taxes also.
So, anyway, just for your information.
All right. Thank you.
Item C, Alicia Barkley, Pony Express Stores, requesting approval of special designated liquor license for a horse racing event on June 3rd and 4th, 2023 at Attica Downs Racetrack from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Alicia?
Hello. So this is the annual horse race that we do every year. It's usually one day, so the only difference is it's going to be 2 days this year. That Saturday and Sunday, the horses are going to race between noon and 3. So I put the hours on our license from 10 to 5, just so that we can stay for a little bit after. I have the application and the map diagram showing what space we'll be in.
Okay. Are these, is this the same hours as is it 10 to 5 normally?
Last year it was, I think, 9 to 5. We did, okay. Just on one day.
Oh, okay. Okay. Any questions from the board on that? Hopefully it's warm then.
I know.
I think last year was not nice.
Rainy.
Yeah.
Really? On June 3rd and 4th?
Yeah, it was
really?
Not nice, I don't think.
Last year it was Father's Day. It was on Father's Day. It was...
Any idea how many races they're going to have?
I don't know. I wish I did, but yeah, I don't get in on any of that stuff. I'm lucky I got the date as soon as I did this year, so...
I'll make a motion for the approval of the special designated liquor license for the horse racing event on June 3rd and 4th of 2023 from 10 a.m. to 5 a.m. or 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's my motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Marty to approve. Call the roll, please, Cherie.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Alicia, thank you.
Good luck. Thank you.
Okay, item D, review and award bid for the Hubbard North C-22-274 culvert installation located at 190th Street, Pinellas Road, between M Avenue and N Avenue in Dakota County. Jolene.
So Friday afternoon we opened up bids for this project, and then I sent them to Manelli Wagner to have them review everything. They did find a few corrections from what I submitted on Friday. But they said they would recommend us going with the low bid of Malone Construction for $112,184.86.
So we got $112,484.86.
Say that again.
$112,484.86.
Yeah, once the Manelli Wagner reviewed the bids, they found some errors on the map.
Then it corrected.
Yep. So
it corrected to the one.
$112,184.86 is the corrected amount.
Where's the Malone Construction out?
Douglas, Nebraska. Oh,
okay. Now, with our load, payload, meaning people and this and that, I mean, this, too bad we didn't have a few extra people and know what Mother Nature was, because it was something that we could do ourselves and probably get it done probably for, maybe 60 cents or 60% of the dollar amount that we're probably spending probably. But you can't take that gamble. We talked about that gamble the other day.
We already pushed this project back so we could do the funding on North Bluff Road last year. Okay. So it's been on the 1 and 6. So
yep.
It'd be nice to get it done.
Yep.
It's an estimated date to be done before November 1st of this year.
Yeah, mid-August, depending on pipe delivery, 30 days after start time. So Malone. Well, it sounds like if our engineers are all on Malone, we've never used them.
Yeah, they said they do good work. He said sometimes they're... I'll leave that comment out. They sometimes can get delayed a little more than expected, but they go in, they get to good work, and they'll get it done. So they've done plenty of work with them.
Okay, well, to get this thing going out there, I'll make a motion on the loan construction for the $112,000. You might have to correct me. $184.36.
86
cents. I knew I had something. 86 cents.
Second.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve Malone Construction.
Okay.
Call the roll, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
All right. Next is board to approve or not approve the Lux Commercial Park Addition, 5 lots, South Sioux City subdivision. The Planning Commission approved subdivision on April 18, 2023.
Okay, so this is out at
Hughes subdivision area.
Yep,
out on Osama Mill Road. This is in South Sioux City's extraterritorial jurisdiction, so that's why they basically go through all the formalities with South Sioux, and then Dakota County has signed off on it.
Says
the Dakota County Planning Commission has already signed off on it. So
I'm on the South Sioux Planning and Zoning, and it was unanimous to go forward with this. They just moved a line from the previous one because of where the metal buildings were set.
They put a little bit of a hold on it, so now it's corrected. Is that what the deal is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's right.
And of course, our people, planning and zoning here.
Yeah.
Okay. So pretty cut and dry. I'll make a motion to approve the Lux Commercial Park Addition of the 5 lots of South Sioux City subdivision.
I'll second it.
All right. Motion by Scott, seconded by Marty to approve. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay. Item F, Jolene Googles, Highway Superintendent, to present Midwest Engineering, Dan Alexander, Homer Bridge, and Jackson North Bridge Deck Repair Recommendations, and ask for board approval to move forward and decide whether these are budgeted items or ARPA projects.
So did you guys get the printouts for them? They recommend that we at least do the Jackson Bridge this year. We could put off on the Homer one. I don't know if you remember Dan Alexander from MEI come over here and did his preliminary on here with you guys.
The Jackson Bridge on the Bluff Road, right?
Correct. Right there by.
Whenever somebody says Jackson Bridge, I always think of the High Bridge.
Oh, right.
Anyways,
yeah.
Okay. Got a little thrown off there, but okay, I get it.
Does he have a description of what they want to do as far as how deep they plan on going? Because that's what he talked about this year.
So this was the preliminary thing that he would get us kind of to this point and then decide. And so then.
Then he would decide.
Then he would, I think, go in further detail on what he wanted to do moving forward. I don't know. So last year, I don't have those numbers right in front of me. Last year in our road improvement plan, we had about $1.2 million worth of stuff. Where I'm coming in at now, we're over $1.3 million. So I didn't know if we wanted to do some of these projects under ARPA or just raise our money in road improvements for projects. We got a couple other things coming in down the line too that we haven't put out for bid yet. Or we could just do the Jackson Bridge and wait till next year to do the Homer Bridge.
You're talking next year as in next budget.
So this would be for the 23-24 budget, and the next budget, I'm talking 24-25 budget. So kick that can a little further down the road.
So what do you need to know today?
So if you guys want to go ahead with one bridge or do both bridges or and have them come out of the road improvement fund or just consider it an ARPA project.
How much money do we have in that again?
In the ARPA fund?
No, I know what we got there.
Oh, in the road improvement fund? So last year we did $1.2 million, I believe, in the road improvement fund. And now with the projects we're kind of lining up, we're looking at it's over $1.3
already into the new budget.
It'll be into the new budget. Some of these are just estimates and preliminary, and we don't have things budgeted yet, but that's where we're going. Mm. So I don't know how much above that $1.2 million. I mean, that's kind of where we stay.
Mm-hmm. He recommends the Jackson Bridge. So, I mean, obviously, they're the contractors. They're the
engineer.
Yeah. Whatever.
He also mentioned, like, even if we didn't do the Homer Bridge, to do the East Asphalt return, but that is not our responsibility.
That's the state, right?
Homer's? Yeah.
I was at the board meeting and they talked about that, but that, I think, would be on Homer.
Yeah, and I wanted to clarify that with him because he said it was between the state right away and the railroad, so I'm thinking it all falls in on Homer's. So that's at least something we wouldn't have to take care of. He did say the Jackson Bridge would be $195,000, and then an additional $20,000 to do the girder painting and stuff like that, which we don't have the man forces or the stuff to do that anyway. So I think it'd be best bet to just contract that out as well.
So that'd be above the $195,000.
Correct.
$215,000 if that was. Mm-hmm.
Well, I just personally, Jolene, I would like to see how the next couple of months as far as projects are going, because like we did last year with our road projects and ARPA and how that kind of tied in with what went in your road fund versus... So
you would like to at least start moving forward and then determine later if it should be ARPA?
Right. Okay. We can do that.
So do you want to move forward with both bridges or just the Jackson Bridge for now?
So give me roughly the prices again.
A couple hundred thousand each. I'd go forward with the Jackson Bridge and then just plan on doing the Homer one the next year. I don't know. That's what I feel about it.
Should just go out there and do a Band-Aid patch on and the Homer Bridge for the time being. Is that what they'll do?
They probably wouldn't do anything at
all. They probably would just wait to do stuff. You know, like Jackson Bridge had some deep potholes in it.
Yeah.
They had to go out there and get some.
Well, by the pictures, by the looks of the pictures, I mean, there's.
They're not horrible.
Yeah, right. You're dealing with some railroad tracks and et cetera as well. I get that. Okay. So you want to move forward with the Jackson one then, Marty?
I would say let's keep going on the Jackson one. We'll have that number, and then we'll decide how to fund that as we put our budget together in the next few months.
Okay.
Yeah, figure out if it's going to be ARPA or... Yeah, perfect. Do we need to make any type of... That's just discussion and just telling her, yeah.
Is that enough for you, Jolene, on this item?
Oh, you guys tell me.
Yeah.
Unless there should be a motion.
You good with that, Troy?
Well, I would like a motion to move forward on the Jackson Bridge.
Okay.
I think they both need to be addressed.
The Homer's worst part of their deal is probably the approach anyway, and that's fair. So, yeah. I mean, for a year, they should be a bypass.
Is that a motion from you then, Marty?
Yep, I'll make that motion.
Okay. I'll second it for her to move forward on the Jackson Bridge.
Okay. Motion by Marty, seconded by Scott.
Yes, sir.
On the Jackson Bridge. Call roll, please.
All right. Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay. Then item G is board to review estimate for Dorsey Bridge on North Bluff Road. And approve or not approve moving forward with MRJ Engineering to engineer and let bridge for replacement.
So we had originally looked at putting a box culvert in there, and we had an estimate of about $336,000 to do that. Mind you, that was last spring, summer. I had MRJ Engineering take a look at it, and they thought they could do it, just replace the whole bridge for $230,761. And with that, you can see the diagrams. The current length of the bridge is 24.3 feet, and they would extend it to 40 feet. There's some concern as the way it is now, some water getting backed up to a bend site that's close to there. So they thought if they made it wider, that it would allow for more water to get through, so we wouldn't have to worry about the bends upstream having any water. Right now, we have a Band-Aid on it. The bridge started separating from the bridge.
What's the location of that bridge?
It's just right there by our county shop.
Yeah, it's just right. Yeah, you go to the county shop, you head north, and there it is.
So, yeah, we put a asphalt overlay on it, kind of a Band-Aid, a couple years ago. But we're looking to get it done. Another option
So, I don't know what's on this.
Is that something they could do a lane at a time, or would they have to close the road? I wonder.
I guess I don't know.
Pretty
cool. I think it would be nice just to go in there and get a tour out and be done with it instead of.
Yeah.
It's a pretty narrow bridge.
Yeah.
So, and that was another thing. So, right now they gave me a quote of $230,761. They said give about 10% in material, or 10% in fluctuation in the price for materials, because everything's kind of all over the place right now. So that would put it about $253,000. If we wanted to go wider, because right now it's a 28.6 width. Yeah, 28.6 is the width of the bridge. We could add another, make it 30, 32 foot for another 20% of the cost, in case we ever decide to make that bluff road wider with the shoulders and all of that on there, then that bridge portion would be done already. So with that being said, it would be $276,000 if we extended it, and then your 10% on top of that. I mean, I know these are rough estimates. Mm-hmm. He'll have a better idea once he moves forward with more of the engineering. This is just kind of a preliminary to get us started. We haven't paid for any engineering on this, and that's why I kind of went with Mike Rowe. He's very reasonable with his engineering fees. We're looking at maybe $25,000, $30,000 for him to engineer the bridge is where he's usually been with us. I think the Homer Bridge a couple years ago was $22,000. Some other engineering firms would probably charge two, three times that easily for a bridge.
That road is so productive in the county that I don't think that we want to even take the gamble. I mean, if we got if it's breaking away from the head wall, you know, and we band-aided it, is that correct? It was breaking away from the head wall?
The deck was breaking away from the, was breaking away from the joint. So
okay.
Then we put an overlay on it,
right.
Band-aided it, you know, it needs
some
attention.
I think we should definitely move forward, and I don't know the dimensions of what one really wants to do. I mean, just by talking, you know, I guess maybe we should just get him moving. I think probably, you know, doing the wider would probably make more sense. You know, like I said, just not knowing what's going to happen, you know, with that road out there, especially if you got to, you know, do some shoulder work. And
is that something that was it in last year's budget or this coming year's budget or what?
It's been on the 1 and 6 for a couple of
but
years.
But it's not on this
any money
current
in that budget.
No, we would put it on the 23-24 budget.
Yeah.
I just think it's a very vital artery in the county for people to drive in.
The question is, do you want to make it wider or not for 20%? I mean, the odds of the county after the ARPA money's gone, the odds of putting shoulders on that road are about 1 in a million.
But it is narrow. It is narrow. I mean, if you've...
So you think it'd be wider as...
No, I don't know. I'm just...
These are just
talking
some
out
of the
loud.
Projects we got in the works for the coming up budget.
Okay. Could we get bid on it either way? If we move forward?
Yeah. Could they bid it as a 32 foot and a 28 foot?
I could ask them.
Ask them if they would, just so we know what that difference is.
Okay.
Tell them we're going to do it, irregardless.
We
so go ahead and get started. Just ask them for that differential.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Is that a motion?
Beautiful.
Good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a motion. Make a motion to
approve the.
The moving forward on
with
on
both estimates
for both the 28 and 32.
Yeah, I'll second
28
that.
28 and 32. Got that, Jolene? Okay. Motion by Marty, seconded by Scott to approve. Call the roll, please.
All right. Scott?
Yeah.
Marty?
Yeah.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay. Well, we'll know lots more here coming up. Budget-wise and how it all is going to come together. I'd like to do it last year, this year worked really well with, you know, using ARPA and budget and things like that. So
this explains it all.
So this year will be just like that, right, Jolene?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping
and
for. I mean, yeah, that did work to get everything
thrown out there ahead of time, then we could budget accordingly.
Yeah, so we know.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, then we will then go to item four, old business and miscellaneous, is Jolene with a road report.
We had 237 hours maintaining, half-hour overtime, 10 hours on tree removal, 5 hours patching the Jackson East Bridge, 6 hours on Dixon Path. They went in and we had that overlay done, so then they filled in the shoulders, so there wasn't a steep there on the edge. 22 hours.
How'd that look? Good?
Say that again?
The overlay and then working on the shoulders?
We got a couple thank yous for it, so I'm assuming it looked pretty good.
How far down did you go? So you went past Chernox there around, and then did it go all the way down to the end of Dixon Path, or did you just...
No, we just got that north-south portion of it. Got that first part. 22 hours on asphalt patching, 12 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 187.29 tons of three-quarter clean. 58 hours on signs, barricading, sign inventory, stuff like that. Grading. We had requests for grading on 155th, Lackawanna, Ithaca Way, Millis Beach, 152nd Street. Last week, I submitted to the state of Nebraska. They're doing a sign program where they are giving us stop ahead signs with the yellow reflective posts and stop signs. So I had to go through and figure out where these were in the county and put the intersections down. I just did all of the stop aheads we had and the stop signs leading up to our major roads because they have to be all installed within a year after receiving them. Well, it's kind of hard to put 400 signs up in a year with what we... And certain times a year, you can't even do it during the winter. So we did about 204, 205 signs is what I requested, so... and you heard Ron, we got Jackie's sign put up.
Yes, thank you.
And
I'll drive on, take a look at that. I bet you it looks nice.
Trying to think. I think that was kind of it for the major things going on. Any questions?
I've had a couple people hit me up on the earlier in the spring when we had the water running over the road. A few people are just kind of wondering when we're going to get out and get working on cleaning up some of those spots or getting so the water doesn't run across the road.
I have put in multiple locates in the last 2 weeks. And so those areas where the water did go over the road, culverts plugged and stuff like that, we're getting out there to get them worked on and get them taken care of.
Do you know what you have left in the gravel budget in our current budget?
Yeah.
Is it quite a bit, you think? I'm just thinking about... you know, just even, you know, everybody's always short on gravel, so I was just wondering if maybe at some point, as we get to the end of the ARPA, it might be beneficial to the county to use some of that money for additional gravel to really, you know, work the roads over too, especially if we had some decent trucks to get all of it in.
Right, yeah, wouldn't that be grand?
But yeah, if we had that to where we weren't using a third party, just something I'm thinking about, so just something to think about.
Well, that would be a conversation coming up here next.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Okay.
Anything else, Jolene? Nope. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You got it already, right, Troy?
Yes.
Okay. Then moving on to ARPA. The first item is Treasurer Office Flooring and Remodel Projects.
Good luck reading that. I know the last meeting... A couple meetings ago, I do believe, I think there was some, I don't know if it was confusion or...
We didn't know what the bids included.
Okay,
we didn't know if it covered the electric and what it covered.
Okay, so I think there was a separate bids. Okay, so Don, help me out here real quick. Okay, I got a lot of paperwork scattered out through here, if you would. Okay, so... Custom Builders, I see, was the one for Don's office. The treasure materials, he had the price down, the Custom Builders. The spray foam, the custom cabinetry, and the labor, it came to $12,955. Now, additional to that, we had, was it Glover's painting, Don?
Yes.
Okay. It looked like... That was just one bid. We had three other bids, or two other bids. Okay. We had Modlin. I'm trying to find the paint. Was the paint like $1,900?
Blankenship was the other one.
Blankenship was $2,700.
Blankenship was $2,379.90.
$2,379.90.
And Glover was $1,659.
$1,659. That's the paint. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, that was for your room only?
No, that's for the whole office.
No. The whole, that's what I meant, the whole office.
Yes.
Your area. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay, now, electrical work, $1,400. Was that through?
I never officially got a bid for the electrical work from Rohan, but it's my understanding that Nelson and Modlin Construction included the electrical.
Okay. I think if
with
I remember.
With Rohan?
Yeah, with Rohan. For some reason, I seen an estimate on that for it was like $1,400 or something.
But Nelson's included the electrical.
This is what all they said here.
Okay, so you got Blankenship, and you got that there. I remember seeing something for $2,700. Or for $1,400.
Nelson's, I'm sorry, it says engineering, architectural, services not included. Anything specifically called out above will not be included. I don't think the electrical is in that one.
I thought it was told.
Oh, it was.
Didn't Donnie talk to Rohan? He said it was like $1,400?
Yes, and both of them. Modlin and Donnie.
Both were $1,400.
I don't know what the amount was. I don't have anything in writing on the amount.
Yeah, I think it was $1,400. So, with that said, okay, if you want to give us the Modlin numbers exactly, because he broke down, if you recall, he broke down the remove and existing replace of the eight, the wooden, your furniture grade for your license plates, right? It was a $5,200.
Right. That's to take the whole thing out and
right.
build a brand new one.
Yep.
And Sam's window, remove the Sam and Kathy's where they sat. Remove the window, plywood, sheetrock, tape, and finish. South wall and the wall of my office and wall
800.
Of the all of that came to $27,200.
$27,200.
Mm-hmm.
Without painting?
Without paint.
Okay, without painting.
Yep.
And that electrical was in there. Okay.
For Modlin it was, yes.
For Modlin, okay. So you got $27,200, okay. And then our next... You got the printer was done. Custom Builders was $12,955 plus with electrical of the like $1,400 and some change.
$14,000. Oh.
It's not.
Okay. No, $14,000. No, you're right.
It's
on just the electrical.
Yeah, just on the electrical. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Just on the electrical was $1,400.
But he can't do it, right?
He can't.
Oh, he can now.
Yeah, he threw his name back in because I asked him, I said, you got till next week because he wanted to withdraw because of the time frame, but he said, I can make it work.
Okay.
Okay. So I just called and asked him. I said, either you want in or you want out.
Okay.
So pretty simple. So anyways, you're talking 13, 14, by 14.5 with electrical, and then you got to add the paint of the 1,600 and some cents. Okay, and what's our other bid? It was from Modlin.
Mm-hmm.
No, not Modlin. Who was the other one?
Nelson.
Well, Nelson Commercial Construction.
Okay, where's that? Can you read some numbers off? I think I got it right here.
That one's $25,835.
$25,835. That's just Nelson. Minus the paint. And that was with electrical through Rohan.
Well, no, not Nelson.
Okay.
Nelson does not include electrical. It says on the bid.
Okay. Okay, so there's the three proposals on doing the cabinets, the spray foam, the sheet rock, the remodeling of the back office. And then, I mean, I think everybody's kind of seen what they're going to do, if anybody's been in there, what they're going to do. So you got your three bids, 25.8 and some change, 27.2, and then you got the one with custom is 14.5. That was just the treasurer's office.
Seems pretty easy to make that decision.
I don't know, how can he do his so much cheaper than the other ones? That's a, I don't know.
I don't ask those questions.
I don't either. I just wonder.
Maybe
half price.
You know, a lot of times the guys are busy and they'll throw a bid out there that's twice what it should be, and if they get it, they'll make time for it, and if not, they won't. But,
well, we know they're probably all reputable companies.
Yeah.
And the thing is you know, Donnie's kind of, it's just him and his boy, and I don't know anything about Modlin or the Nelson people, but, you know, they're just, I don't know.
I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
right. I don't know. I mean, you'll see some other bids coming up here, too, on some electrical. You're going to see the same thing, you know, for another building of the county, but you're going to be like, how can that be so much different?
Yeah,
a lot of it just boils down to how busy you guys are.
It is. Like, you know, we've seen some local guys that, you know, shoot themselves out of the water on doing some road stuff because they're busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know all three of the bidders and all three of them do a nice job. I mean, so.
Okay. So anyways, there's the treasurer office. And then the flooring, what do we have on the flooring on that one? Curry?
Yes. You already approved doing half.
We approved what?
Matching the half.
The other half.
So the red, white, and silver? Or
the red, black.
Black or whatever.
We already approved that.
Yeah.
And then Troy asked me to get a bid doing the whole thing. So that's in there.
And was there any decisions made on that? We're just going to be
no.
The other color?
That's what we had discussed. We didn't make the final decision, but that'd be my recommendation. What do you think, Bob? What do you think?
I think
it'll. I think it'll blend nice.
I like it too.
It's kind of a school color, you know. And
I walked into the Southview School Library the other day, and it's in there. It looks great.
Yeah.
Do
okay.
You want it the exact same or flipped?
Are you okay with it? You got to look at it every day.
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Well, What was the difference on what was the $2 amount?
About $5,000 difference.
Yeah.
To do the whole thing in a black and gray with the
that they have in Sergeant Bluff School. Yep.
Well, what's everybody want to do?
I want to match up what's there because it's only a year old.
Okay.
You know,
are you okay with that?
I couldn't see.
Okay, good.
Throwing something new away.
So let's let's figure out. You know, we want to move forward with the lowest bid, obviously Custom Builders, and then to match the carpet up with the existing for the, this is Treasurer's Office.
Okay, and what about the registration cupboard?
Custom cabinets he has in there.
No, that's for the license plate.
Just for the license.
Oh, you're talking about the other one on the
other thing's the big cabinet.
The north wall?
Yeah.
And that's the one Marty said.
That's the one that the cabinet is in good shape. And it's a different color, a little bit different color than what it's going to be in there. But I can guarantee you the cabinet that we buy to replace it, unless it was built by a cabinet maker, isn't going to be near the quality of that one. I mean, if you get it from an office store,
nope. It's
going to be a press board thing that 3 years from now we're going to wish we had that one out of landfill.
Well,
and we might be able to reface that.
Yeah, and it could be refaced with a mic if somebody wanted to.
And I don't think that would be near as expensive as.
Oh, I'm sure it wouldn't be.
So.
Well, you know, and I don't know if all these guys are for mica type of guys, but you know that that was, you know, their normal things. Yeah, their business was countertops and et cetera. So, you know.
Might be something that he could at least look at and give us another price there work.
Yep. Good. All right, well, I'll make a motion for the treasurer's office to move forward with one of the three bids that we got with Custom Builders, the $12,995 with additional of the $1,400 and some change for the electrical and the $1,640 for the painting. Rohan with the electrical and the painting from Glover. And then obviously you guys already did the carpet. Oh, you did? No, we just discussed it. To match up the carpet, the existing carpet that was done on the north side in there. Okay.
And that's already been done.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
That's
all right,
approved.
Well,
okay, and then go with Glover.
Meetings besides every other one, maybe I don't know what's going on.
Go with Glover.
Glover.
And the cabinet that's over by Kathy, I put that in there also. Just leave that.
For the time being, let's just see if we can for Mike at something or look at something different in there.
Yep.
You okay with that? Everybody good?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I made a motion on it to get moving on it.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'll second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Troy. Call the roll, please.
We got that tree.
Okay, roll. Marty?
Yeah.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, Public Defender Office. We model Lou and Deb, or Juan, you are up.
Lou, good to see you. Deb, good to see you.
Good to see you. So, I've been needing a new office for a long time. We've got that space now, the old health department, old emergency coordinator area, but the offices are too small, and so we want to make the offices a little bit bigger. We did get, a quote from Custom Builders as well, and they're looking at material, take out block walls in there, and then building out the walls for about 13.5. And that wouldn't include flooring or electrical, which there shouldn't be a lot of electrical in there.
Mm-hmm.
And
so would the door that accesses your office now be the door that's in the hallway? Would they're going to take that wall out, is that right?
No, that wall would still be in there. It'd be the, after you enter into the office, it'd be the first two walls.
Oh, the, okay.
You know, you know how they had their rooms?
Yeah, the first two walls.
They're like,
take those first two rooms.
Yeah.
Out.
And like I said, bring it to the
four foot
to the south, and then take it where the hallway's huge, where it's just accessible for handicap, and take that the distance to the two offices, and then cut back to the bathroom, right?
Yeah, the bathroom wall is not being touched.
Yeah, the hanging plank's
bathroom. Yeah. So it'd just be the two.
So what other estimates do we have on this?
We have one other estimate at this point, which came in at like $37,000, but that included electrical, flooring, painting, all that stuff. But it seemed to be a little bit higher than this one.
Well,
so we still have this in painting.
Well, obviously, okay. First of all, if Don's office is being painted for $1,600, okay.
Probably about the same, wouldn't it?
It'd probably be maybe the same or a little less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and electrical, it's got a lot minimal in your office than what it's going to be in Don's office. Okay,
yeah, I think in that office space, there'd be some outlets and then possibly moving over the overhead lights to be centered on the hallway after they move the walls out. So.
And then plumbing, I don't know.
I mean, is there some plumbing in those first
walls? They did have some plumbing. Like a sink. Can't be much.
Just capped off in that little walkway space between the.
So if I had to throw it out there, you're going to probably have an extra $5,000. If I just had to say, you're
going
to
have with the painting and
with the painting, the electrical, and the plumbing, you're going to have an extra $5,000. So you're going to be, how much was the other one?
37.
So, even if you were going to be right at 20. And it was 5 to 7, you're going to have $18,000 to $20,000.
Maybe somebody might even help tear out that wall.
I'm going to roll a volunteer. I remember the last two guys that did, they were in their 60s, man. I was like, wow. But anyways,
I got Jack.
Are those the two you have? Is the model in this one?
Those are the two we have right now.
Okay. So, I couldn't agree more. Lou and Deb has been very patient. They have to be in the most outdated area in this courthouse. And thank you for putting up with it. I think you're going to have a nice office windows, beautiful back door.
When they move out of it, we could just make it kind of a museum, actually.
You probably could.
the original courthouse.
So the other thing it may do with this new office space, it may make it easier to get another attorney in here, too.
A little more sellable?
It might help.
Are you thinking two offices and then still a reception area up front?
Yeah.
And then a hallway in the back for, like, your storage and your bookage?
For our files.
Yeah, your files, et cetera. Yeah.
Potentially.
He's been patient.
You know, right across the hall, that other room.
How many? Two bids?
He has two bids, one for 37. Is that what you said, 37?
37, yeah.
And the other one's going to be probably 18 to 20, with custom builders.
18 to 20?
Custom builders is the way to go on that one.
I like it. Hey, this isn't a courtroom, okay?
Well, she's talking about the flooring. I don't know if you included that in your estimate there.
And that flooring would be probably $3,000 to $5,000 with the. Yeah. I mean, the floor's ready to go. They just be gluing down over that. Four and a half. It's not like it's a big deal.
He might have talked about maybe he could if he could match it, maybe he could piece it together. But he didn't know if he could or something like that. Does that sound possible?
The flooring's pretty. I think it's pretty decent. It hasn't been really heavily trafficked, but obviously we know where it's going to be a lot less expensive. So, yeah. You know, what do you guys want to do? Like I said, Lou's been patient. And Deb,
are we good doing the bid without talking to Glover and?
I think we are, because it's all under that dollar amount. I mean, obviously they're
under
the $50,000 mark, right?
Yeah, those for sealed. Yeah, for sealed.
I mean,
Yeah. No, I don't think anybody's going to beat it for sure.
And then we could
just contact Rohan and see if they would be, since they were going to be doing the treasure office, if they'd be willing to expand their project.
I think they probably would.
Good. You know, on the flooring too, since you're just going to make the only room you might just have to do the flooring in those two inside rooms. Mm-hmm. So you might not have to do all of it.
Just match up for the hallway.
Just match up the hallway close, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a chance. Sure.
I mean, chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do we want to make it, do we want to set a dollar amount on it, or up to a dollar amount, or how do you want to do it with the flooring?
I would say, you know, if you want to accept the customer or custom builders, $13,503 without the electrical, plumbing, flooring, and painting, and then we'll just talk to those people. And like I said, we know it's going to be, it's not going to be another $20,000+. So we'll get it going. And I think it'll happen. I think this here would probably be a faster move. You'll be moving faster, sooner than the other room, because obviously there's nothing going on in there right now, and I think that it's going to take a little more time, in and out of the treasurer's office too. So
they can work on them both.
So let's do that. I like that idea.
I'll make that motion then.
So what is it, Troy? The motion then?
Well, we're going to go with the custom builders.
And then custom builders and of the 13, whatever.
13,503. And then, I mean, as far as the rest of it, I mean, we could even get bids on the electric and the flooring for the rest as we go, just to get started, because that's going to be later anyway.
But. Yep. I'll second it.
Okay, just on that part.
The public defender's office.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Cooking with peanut oil now.
Yes.
Scott?
I think that somebody said that. Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
Okay.
Never heard that one.
Really?
All right,
thanks.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate everything you guys do, all right? Yeah. Looking good. You never age. What's going on? But it's not a stressful job, or what's up?
Clean living.
Good clean living, right?
I feel like I do, so.
I feel like I do, yes, sir.
Okay.
Deb, you look the same, too.
Next is road department. Equipment on there.
The wiring quote?
Yeah, the wiring.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, the wiring quote. Yes, thanks, Marty. The wiring quote for the Emerson shop.
As you can see, the low bid was $4,400. And the high bid...
$11,490?
Yep.
Cavillo, and you have Rohan in the middle, kind of.
They're front and back.
Oh, 10350.
Yeah.
Well, 440, 6200, 6390, 10,350, and 11,490. So, kind of seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, Kevin does a really good job. Does a lot of work for all the counties and cities around here, and I know that he's probably taking a little bit of a hit to do that for the county.
Okay, I'll make a motion to accept the Odell bid for $4,400.
I'd second it.
All right. Call the roll, please. Should we?
All right. Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay. Road department equipment is next on the list.
This has to be coming from
Ed. Do we have these bids? All this is listed on?
Yep, that there. Okay, I circled what we went over. Okay, with the road committee.
Okay.
And basically, the top, the mini excavators here. Okay. You see there's the different prices, but those prices are going to have to be put out for sealed bid because of the dollar amount.
Okay.
Now, if you jump down, it says skid loaders,
Okay,
you got the Bobcat, you got the Case, and you got the John Deere, and it talks about the trade difference. And the Case that you see in the middle that I circled that says difference, I think I wrote on every one of them,
mm-hmm.
is $37,880 difference. Okay.
And what are they giving us for?
$50,000.
What are they giving us for a trade-in?
$50,000.
$87,000 Bobcat, huh? Or Case?
Yep. Yeah. Look at the Bobcat. Look at that difference was. Mm-hmm. You're giving us 40 and the 50. I mean, that's like you're bumping 100K. But the case is the perfect size. Would you say, Brett? They're 2 months out.
That's what he's figured.
About 2 months out to find in.
And we just put $20,000 into it, or what did we put into it?
It was like $8,000. Was it $8,000, $10,000, something like
11,000.
That?
11,000.
Oh, 11.
And it's got about $1,200 on it.
Yeah.
1,200.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty low hour machine.
Yeah,
really.
It's really low hour machine.
So you must not feel good about the machine holding up.
You know, and Brent, this is the thing. Brent's being, I mean, we all have a wish list, but I'm going to tell you something. We talked earlier about that. The truck that we have is a dump truck, the Peterbilt that we've had for a moment that we bought from McMenigal a long time ago. And he could easily request and wish for another truck, but he's like, you know what? It got overhauled at 800,000 miles, and it's... has a 1,000,004 on it. He says it's a good truck. Let's keep that truck and keep it. It's non-DAF, you know, so that kind of helps things a little bit. We just, that other truck, that the 2015 T880 that we have, 230-some-thousand miles, we had to spend $15,000 for injectors in it. You know, that DAF is just a joke.
Let's skip down to the trailers quick, and then we'll go back up to the...
Okay.
So we're looking at a belly dump and a side dump. Is that what we were looking at? Or
yeah.
What's the story on a belly dump? Are they available? Or is it something you're looking for new? Something you're looking for used?
We're looking. I'm doing some research right now, but I'm looking at the late model stuff. If you can buy a 23, let's just say for $60,000-$65,000, you can find a 21 for, you know, $45,000 to $50,000, you know, and who knows what it's been through. Mm-hmm. They don't have near the moving where you'd want to buy a side dump that was used, you know. The belly dump is going to have to be, I mean, we can go two different ways on that. We could get some used bids, you know, with some late models, and we get some new bids and just look at the warranty issues. And I'm going to, by next meeting, I'll have that information
okay, great.
For you.
Brent, a belly dump is something we don't have right now?
We do, but
it's pretty beat.
That Peterbilt and the Bob needs to be replaced as far as using them every day like we do.
So a belly dump would be something. If you could just have one of those, what would do best for the county right now? A side dump or a belly dump? Not that we're only going to get one, but I'm just asking. The side dump to haul it Are you taking it out on the road with side dump? Are you just hauling it?
Forest trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can haul rock with it in the wintertime.
And you don't have a side dump?
Road projects, dirt.
No. Yeah.
And you see that, you know, the prices that we got on the side dumps, and unless you want to keep talking about belly dump, Marty, but side dump industries, Kevin, a couple weeks out of $47,424,
mm-hmm.
and you see the other
what
their dollar amounts were. So
these got our recommendations and both these items.
Those two items are recommendations for us too. Like I said, the cat, it's low hour, but you know what? And yes, we did spend some money into it. I would love to see the 2,000 hours and the 2-year warranty. You know, it's 7 years old. It's a 2015, and it probably should have been gone 2 years ago. So it probably should have happened. You know, that should be. You know what? Depending on the hours, I get that. But you know what? Why start running it into a lot of hours and then start putting a bunch of, you know, throwing good money, you know, at bad money?
So we're using it about 200 hours a year,
roughly. Yeah. You know. You know, a wise man once told me, you know, if you can turn them, you know, depending upon the hours, every four or five.
Perfect scenario, you run them when the warranty's gone.
Yeah.
Every piece of equipment we got, that would be nice to do, but sometimes it's not feasible to do that.
Right. No, I get it. So the two things that we can act on today is obviously getting the Case skid loader coming, okay, for $37,880 difference. And we can get that side dump within a couple weeks from Side Dump Industries for $47,240. Mini excavator is going to be over $50, and we can put that up for bid next time for the next meeting just to see where they're at. And then I'll get some belly dump estimates and a truck estimate. I did some phone calling and a new semi list. Just like what we had prior, of roughly, help me with these numbers again. I had them wrote down somewhere, but the truck that we bought in 2015, that Kenworth T880, it listed for $176,000 or $77,000. We paid $115,000 for it.
That sounds about right.
Okay, it's real close. Today's world. 8 years later, a 2023 same spec truck is list price is $265,000 to $270,000, and they'll go for low $210,000 to $215,000. And I think we can get under two on purchasing a new truck. And the problem is, if you want to buy a used truck, like it's 2 years old with, you know, 100,000 miles on it, 150,000 miles. They're still $160,000 to $170,000. You got to really go down the list to be getting some cheap trucks.
And we have a truck. We have one truck out there that we're thinking is going to be all right for a while.
It's going to be good. Yeah,
the dump truck.
Well, this here is a truck like to pull the belly dump.
Yeah, the tractor.
Yep, the tractor. Right.
And we have one out there that we feel like is in decent shape.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Only has 230-some thousand miles on it. Yeah. So and it was spec'd out as a heavy haul with a heavier front axle, heavier lockers, you know, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the dump truck is in trouble or it's okay?
I think we're gonna go with it, right?
That's the two main trucks is the Kenworth, the newer one. Then we got a Peterbilt with a pup that does most of our ground hauling. And we got dump truck, which we need for.
Which one would you phase out if you got a new one, or would you?
The Peterbilt would go
part time.
The dump truck and get about half a mile to put on it, as it does now.
Yeah.
And then the pup in bad shape too, or is it?
It could get by.
You could get by
with that. No, but actually, we wouldn't be using it that much if we turn that into a.
Another dump truck.
Right. We're actually, what you could do is you could probably get, you know, keep the dump truck, get rid of the pup.
I don't know. You know, that's up to you guys.
Would you want to get rid of it?
Not really, because that could have helped us from hiring a truck.
That's what I was just thinking. If we had an additional truck,
right.
maybe we can avoid a little bit of third party hauling.
Because that's a three axle.
That pup in the summertime probably wouldn't get a lot of use because everybody's in their maintainers, and their truck drivers would be in the trucks. But
I mean, you're not going to get much for it. You better off holding on to it.
We could have whatever. We could save us from hiring somebody.
If we have enough help.
That's another key.
We did have a new guy start today, so.
All right.
Yee-hoo. Okay, so for the time being then, what we can act on today would be the case of getting rid of the Bobcat, trading that in for the case, the 2023 case, and then getting the 2023 side dump. Totaling, let me just figure out, whatever.
84.
Is it 84?
Ish.
And 38. Plus, you know, this is the thing, folks. This is about 86-ish, whatever, 85, 86. But it's a good way to upgrade our equipment, you know, for the time being, you know, obviously. And I know, as we all know, that, you know, originally we came in, and Troy and I, after we sat down and talked, you know, we were like, to get the road department equipment up to snuff, that it hasn't been done for a moment. Because there's a couple items she's going to budget in, a new blade and a salt truck next year. And so this way, you know, and I said, it's going to be right at $400K, and that's kind of what we kind of figured, you know, to get things upgraded. You know, because you got 144, and then you got the 60 for these items, and you got the 60 for the belly dump. And if he was going to, you know, it'll be upper threes.
144 where?
Well, if on the very top is what I added in, Marty, that $1 amount there, that's going to be sealed bid that we've obviously, you know, and then the 37 and the 47, that's where that came up to. And then I figured the belly dump is going to be around 60, so that takes you to 2. And then if you get a tractor, tractor, so.
Yep.
Okay, what do you guys want to do? Should we make the move on the case and the side dump?
Troy?
I would be for it, yeah.
Okay, motion by Scott, then seconded by Troy on the skid loader and side dump
industries.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we'll get the sealed bids for the next meeting and see where it takes and where we're at with monies and all the above, and budget time's coming around, so this will get us moving.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Did they get the cameras in out there, Jolene?
I talked to Jason today. He said they got the equipment in last week, and the guys are out of town working this week, but hopefully by the end of this week they'll be back in town and can start getting everything ready to go.
All right.
Hey, then just a quick question here, a concern, not a concern, but just a request. Sharia, could you please, once we, you know, these dollar amounts are doing ARPA, can you send us an updated dollar amount of what's available, or what's been used?
Don't give Scott one. His eyes are glazed over.
All right, the last item on there is
Thank
the
you.
Quote.
Thank you, guys, Thanks, for doing guys. The work, and we'll, so you, real quick, briefly.
Just a
reduction. Brett, I'm going to research belly dumps as well as you. And you can get the minis, the sealed bids on that.
Yeah, I'll get that.
And then I'll do the semi truck. I'll do the semi truck. Send me what you have right now. Brent, give it to me. The T880. Send me all the specs on that because that's a good spec truck. If you would, please.
And then you'll send it out and get sealed bids.
Yep.
The state probably doesn't do a sealed bid for.
Troy thought there was somebody that he...
Wayne County has somebody. Anyway, I'll find out who they use, but there's another one they use that we don't.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll ask.
So the last item on ARPA, guys, is just information, the quote for the training mats for when Jacob Acero was here.
Thanks, guys.
That actually went down.
Went down.
Yeah, it was down about $1,000 because he didn't need as big a mat as he thought he needed.
So that's just information, and then we go to Commissioner Committee Report. Scott?
I think it's the stuff, you know, like Jolene and I met last week, and then those bids. I don't know, there might have been something in there. I always like saying it that way, don't I?
Yeah. We're going to record it for next time.
But this is the deal. We, you and I will have to next week, or this week, meet up with maintenance.
Yep.
Okay. We need to go over that. We need to go over that, and then we got some other things I'm going to touch base with here in this courthouse. But yeah, other than that, no, I can't really think of anything. Bob, I mean, it's...
I had a meeting with the Veteran Oversight Committee. It was Mr. Johnson's last meeting, so he's retiring. And
Bill's retired?
He's retiring, yeah. So this is his last official meeting, and they put the application out for a veteran service officer, and only had one application, but the application is a guy that's very experienced, and whoever would tell you that he's way better than I am at my job already. So his name is Nick Neiman. He's from Dakota County, and he worked over at the Veterans Office in Sioux City for a few years.
Good.
Very computer savvy, and the one thing I would say about the veterans, the work that he did in his time here, from the time he started to the time he left, the benefits received by veterans in Dakota County went up about $3 million. And those $3 million are dollars that are getting spent at the grocery store and the gas station everywhere else. So
Bill did a fabulous job.
He did a great job.
He's going to be missed. He really is. He took a lot of pride in his work and his job.
Yep. And that's all I had.
Okay. Troy?
I did Region 4 North Star. Just talked about financial stuff. The state, of course, trying to get money from the state to operate vehicles. They're way, way behind on vehicles. Haven't been able to get any, so it looks like they're going to try to get several cars replaced, and I guess that's it.
The only thing I have is the Northeast Area Aging meeting that I went to, I think, last week, and they voted to give the Senior Center in South Sioux $20,000.
Oh, nice.
For,
who was that, Bob?
Kitchen equipment, the Northeast Area Aging.
Nice.
Folks there. So, and May 20th is the date they're to be completed with their work at the Senior Center. So, maybe after that they'll open up and
back to
normal. So, with that is it. Cherie, any mail or emergency business? No.
Thank you, everyone.
Scott, is that a motion to adjourn?
You know what? I am going to make a motion on behalf of Brian Van Berkham. Okay, that's not here. No miss. Excuse me.
I'll second that.
And yeah, would you?
Thank you.
Yeah, to adjourn.
Thank you. We are adjourned.